Hey. Yeah, you. You in a long-term relationship and ever wonder what it took to be like some of the guys that stand around the cooler or the Keurig and talk about the episode they had last night? Now, you're thinking to yourself, okay, this guy is the ultra Chad or Tyrone. He gets all the girls. But what about the guy that you know is married and been married for 10 years and he's got the same stories? Is he lying? Maybe not. And if he's not, why is he so lucky with his partner or wife and I'm barely getting it twice a week? Well, you tuned into the right podcast because I'm going to give you some tips that may help you get it a little more regularly. Stay tuned. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this episode is primarily geared to the gentlemen, but I think anybody can take something from it. Chew the meat, spit out the bones, take whatever you need away from it, and whatever you don't, discard it. And first and foremost, I want to apologize. I know if you tuned in to last week's episode, I said I was going in a certain direction this week, but life happens and sometimes gets in the way. Those are curveballs, and either you can swing or miss. You can swing for the fences and swing and miss, or you can just casually guide that curveball to right center field for a base hit. Those of you that don't know about baseball will be like, what the hell is he talking about? Anyway, let's talk about sex, baby. Literally, we're talking about not the act of sex, but we're talking about the act or lack thereof, the action in the bedroom between long-term boyfriend and girlfriend or husband and wife. The first avenue that I'm going to take on this road, this journey, is that of being the provider, provision, okay? It's going to be three avenues that we're going to take on this journey. I think they all go hand in hand, no particular order. This is just the order I'm going in. You need all three of them, and all three have to be present. And the beauty of this is these things are actions, but they're actions, invisible actions and feelings that are felt by your partner that allows her to become who she wants to be, which is feminine in nature and soft, and your helpmate. You see, helpmate, if you break down the two words, help, she's your backbone, she's your source of help when you need it. And mate, obviously, you know, on the very basic biological basis, is to help you procreate. Right now, I know we all like to think, because we have these computers in our pockets, I'm talking about cell phones, and computers on our desk, actual computers, and we have these programs that can literally think for us when we need them to. We believe that we're so sophisticated because man had to create these things, right? But in the creation of these things, we have become lazy because we have, once again, these computers in our pockets and on desktop that do all of the thinking and problem solving for us, right? Now, the key word that I just used was lazy. It makes us lazy. Beautiful technology. I grew up when you couldn't talk on the telephone. I'm talking about landline telephones. You couldn't talk on the telephone and be on the internet at the same time. Right? That was called dial-up modems. Some of y'all listen to this like, what the heck is that? What the heck is a landline phone? But anyway, you couldn't be on the landline phone and the internet at the same time because they used the same line. Now, we walk around with the internet on our mobile devices. What does this have to do with provision? Because you're taking us all around the world. Okay, I got you. Skirt. Let's get back on track. Pardon me as Speed Racer's nemesis was in the background going ham. Let's get back on track. So, the woman, and it's hard today. It's hard today because sometimes, you know, we have this whole gender neutrality thing that we call whatever, like gender neutrality, that's what we call it, right? Where anybody can do anything and be anyone. And that's okay. But we're talking about basic biology between a man and a woman that decide to be in a heterosexual relationship. At the end of the day, even though we think we're so advanced because of technology, we are primitive, primal beings. That means we still think, move, and operate like animals. Okay? So, most species outside of the lion is probably the only one I can think of. There's probably more. I know certain birds too. The male is usually the provider, but I know the lion and, like I said, certain birds, the woman does go out and hunt and provide. But the king is still the lion, not the lioness, but we're not going to get into that. Anyway, so the act of providing is an old school, primal, primitive function. And when, and let me, before I go any further, providing doesn't just mean financial gain, right? So no, you can't just throw dollar bills at your wife and your kids like there's some damn strippers on a pole. That's not providing. That's just being an ATM, right? Being an ATM is not going to get you more McLovin in the bedroom. Being an ATM is just going to continue to make you an ATM. Once you become that machine, that's all your wife and your kids see you as. So no, there's no need for McLovin because I get whatever I need financially anyway. I don't have to give up McLovin for anything, right? Unless I need the stimulation, right? Providing is being present. Providing is, yes, it does pertain to and deal with finance, but it also, the biggest provision that a husband and the head of the house can give is his time, his energy, and his attention to his family. If you can do those three things, if you can provide those three things, you are the king of your castle and everyone will respect you because they know that you have their best interests at heart and in mind. Now, anytime that a woman knows that you have her best interests in heart and in mind, it gives her just a little bit of breathing room where she can breathe and think about other things that she needs to think of that's more important than being the provider, the nurturer, the caregiver, the mother, the wife, and every other thing that she thinks that she has to do. So by you providing, you take a whole lot of stress and burden and strain off of her. Guess what? That stress relief, that strain relief, that burden relief will lighten the load. It will take some of the load off her shoulders. She will feel more relaxed, and she might feel more inclined to give you the McLovin. Stay tuned for Avenue Number 2. And we're back, heading down Avenue Number 2. Still primal. Still the smartest animal on the planet. Not me, that's all of us. Human beings. Avenue Number 2 is the protector. Avenue Number 1 was the provider. Avenue Number 2 is the protector. Once again, we're going to keep it real primitive, real primal, right? Being the protector doesn't mean you got to walk around looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger or Phil Heath, John Cena or The Rock. Any muscle-bound person that you can think of. I know everybody's not into bodybuilding or movies. Any super jacked, muscle-bound person you can think of, guy you can think of, you don't have to look like him to be a protector. All you have to do to be a protector is A, have the confidence within yourself to know that you can protect your wife or your girlfriend and your offspring if you have any. Most importantly, you can protect yourself, because if you can't protect yourself, you can't protect anybody else, right? And most women have a very, very strong sense of a guy who can protect himself or not. If she feels like if there was an intruder or some type of high alert and she would have to be the one to stand up for you and the family or the household if something were to come and intrude, chances are you're not getting no McLovin in that house, brother. Not unless she just has a high sex drive, and because y'all together, you're the closest thing to her, so she just takes it when she wants, kind of like the way the male should be able to do if he follows those three avenues that we're going down, right? But protection is everything, man. Like I said, once again, if the female partner believes in her heart that she doesn't have to have her guard up all the time, especially when you're around, because you have your back, her back, you have the whole household's back. Nothing can intrude or interfere when you're there, because you are that guy. You are the rock and the protector. Once again, that takes a little bit of the load off of her shoulders. A little bit of the strain and the stress off of her shoulders. What did I say in the conclusion of Avenue Number 1? The less stress that she has to worry about when it comes to things that she doesn't need to worry about, like Avenue 1, provision, Avenue 2, protection, the more relaxed and calm she will be. And therefore, there may be a better chance, a higher likelihood that you will be getting the McLovin on the regular. Stay tuned for Avenue Number 3. Here we go on the finale, The Last Avenue. Serve. Now, this is going to be a little abstract. When I say serve, some of you are going to be like, well, I already do everything for my wife or my partner. I cook her dinner, I clean the house, and I work. But she still seems to not want to give me any McLovin when I need it. Well, when I say serve, I actually don't mean your partner or your spouse. I mean, you should be serving a higher power than yourself. I believe in God, so I serve God. You might believe in the universe, you serve the universe. You might believe in Buddha, Allah, that's who you serve. But as the man and the head of the household, you should be the head of the servers, the service, right? Because there is an order, there are steps, right? There are levels to this thing. And when you respect your superior and you serve your superior, the trickle-down effect has to happen. You serve your superior blesses you, and you do what you need to do. You protect, you provide from the blessings of the Most High, and now, because you protect and you provide, and you do it so smoothly that you don't have to announce these things. This is what you're supposed to do. This is innate. These are the tools that were given to you from the Most High. He's just showing you how to use them. So when you use them the right way, and your wife or your partner has no stress or no strain from things that she doesn't need to be stressing and straining about, she has no choice but to respect and serve you. And when she respects and serves you, and your offspring sees how she does that, they respect and serve her. And of course they respect and serve you, because they see you as the alpha of the house anyway, because they see how she presents herself to you the same way you present yourself to God. You see how this thing works? There's levels to this. So you have to serve, you have to be able to serve something higher to yourself, higher than yourself. I apologize. Now you might be asking, how does this service get me more McLovin? I just explained it to you, but we'll go over it again, step by step, one more time, just in case you missed it in the first 2.5 minutes. When you serve whoever you serve, the higher power in your life, that higher power has already instilled the two main avenues that we talked about, being a provider and being a protector. He's giving you the resources you need to provide, the time, energy, and attention that you need to provide to your wife, your partner, and your kids. The protector is giving you the strength, the fortitude, but most importantly, the confidence to protect yourself. If you can protect yourself, then obviously you can protect your wife, your partner, and your kids. And then when you serve the power higher than yourself, and you've gotten provision and protection down pat, now your wife and partner has no choice but to serve you. Serving you might look like more McLovin. Hello. And last but not least, to trickle down from there, is your offspring sees how their mother, your wife / partner, serves and treats you. So they treat her with the same respect, and naturally they treat you with that respect, because that's what mom does. So he must be a person that deserves the honor and respect. So chances are, if you're not getting honor, respect, and McLovin in your household, you're not hitting one or maybe even all three of these aspects and principles. So, listen to this a few times. Take notes. Start working on these things. These are pillars. Learn how to be a provider. Learn what it takes to be a provider. Learn how to protect. Learn what it takes to protect. First and foremost, you should be able to protect yourself. Take martial arts. Work out. Anything that you need to do to be able to equip yourself with the ability to protect yourself. Because if you can protect yourself, without a doubt, you'll be able to protect your family when the time comes. And serve. Serve a purpose higher than yourself and watch how that service trickles down and comes back to you tenfold in your household. This is Peter J. Fisher with the Peter J. Fisher Experience. I'm only telling you what I know. I can only give it to you the way I know it. Thank you for tuning in. Whatever platform that you're listening to this on, subscribe. I know there's probably a share button on that platform. Copy the link, paste it to at least 10 of your friends in your text logs. Send that link, especially if they're men, because they need to hear this message. My social media information will be in the description. Give me a follow. And until next week, have a great week and be blessed.